Each year since 2004, a gallery at the Neville Public Museum reverts to the Green Bay of yesteryear.
Downtown Green Bay in the 1960s is what you're looking at.
Collections curator Louise Fotenhauer helps put together the display. Her fellow curator of art is Marilyn Stasiak. The museum acquired the animatronic dolls from a private collector. In the late 1950s and 60s, various woodland creatures, dolls, and snowmen lived in the windows of Prangy's department store. Back in the day, Stasiak says they were quite the draw for shoppers.
Small children look at these and they have never seen anything quite like them, and their eyes just kind of light up and get big. And older visitors get very reminiscent about downtown Green Bay and other cities that had similar types of displays.
One visitor has good reason to reminisce. Ellen Burns happened to be visiting the Prangy display. Her uncle was the late George Hanrahan, who worked for the store and arranged the windows each season.
I just think that they're fun to see, and I think it's fun for children to see this because there's so much imagination involved. And I think that's something that we have to really work at today to keep encouraging imaginative displays and just fun things.
The Neville Public Museum hosts the window display until January. It also features occasional visits from Santa Claus and a sometimes bawdy talking Christmas tree named Bruce the Spruce. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.